Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Sunday evening at his home in the Houston area, Texans owner Bob McNair answered questions from the media about many things, including just how proud he was of his team matching up on Sunday against the New England Patriots.
Came here to win this game, there was no question about that. And they played very well, and they're a fine football team, and I think they'll go a long way in the playoffs. So for us to beat them the way we did, I thought was a great accomplishment. And I was very proud of our team. I thought they showed a lot of heart. And the thing that was really encouraging is that when we had something adverse happen, we didn't let that affect us. We just kept playing our game, waited for the next opportunity, and as soon as it came around, we took advantage of it.
Well, there's some national speculation that you and local that you would extending Gary. When you talk about that.
Well, we have to look at all of our coaches and see exactly where we stand in terms of our contract arrangements, and we'll be reviewing all of that, and we're going to do what's in the best interest of the Texans, and we're out to build a championship team, and we have to do it a step at a time, and stability is important to us. We don't accomplish anything if we go in and constantly change things and have a disruptive situation. And we don't want to do that. So we want to build on our success and maintain stability as we go forward and have to give us consistency. I really did, because I thought that was probably the least of our chances was for Kansas City to win at Denver the way they did. And then when they won, I had felt that Oakland had a shot, because sometimes when you go to Oakland, sometimes they can play very well at home. And I knew that there was that opportunity to do that. So the least chance I thought we had was with Kansas City at Denver, and lo and behold, they went there, and Kansas City played very well and won.
Bob, yes. Several of your players talked about we are winners. Has it hit you how far your franchise has come now?
Well, certainly, I mean, we can say that now, and the players, I'm pleased that they are feeling that way and thinking that way, because it's a very talented team, and I'm confident had we been able to continue and go into the playoffs, we would have done very well, because right now we're playing very well. We're playing as well as anyone. And so it's good for them to feel that way. They should feel that way. They are winners. They're very talented. And, you know, we'll be the only ones that hold ourselves back.
Do you think that this will be good for next year, building on what you want to accomplish?
Oh, I think so. You know, we've won our last four games, and to do that when they still were important to us, and to be in the competition right up to the very end like this, really that's what you want to do. I've always said in any of the competition I've been involved in that you can't win all the time, but you want to be in the position to win all the time, and that's the key. And this year we were in the position to win all the time, and if we keep doing that, we'll learn how to win, and we'll win more than our share.
The NFL passing king is a Houston Texan. It's Matt Schaub. And owner Bob McNair, happy that Schaub's going to remain a Texan for a while.
He's really been one of the very best quarterbacks in the league this year. In fact, he's led the league in total yardage, speaks for itself. But we could see how good he was, and he just needed the opportunity. And this year, we were able to protect him better and keep him on the field. And he put the numbers up there. I think it's the sixth highest, and I see that, total yards in the history of the NFL. So, I mean, you know, it was really fantastic.
You said y'all already decided. When did you decide?
Well, the first time we discussed it, the first time it came up, I mean, it was a no-brainer. There's no way that we're not going to keep Matt. He's our quarterback, and the team has confidence in him. He's shown great courage, and you've seen when he's gotten injured, he's gone back out there and led his team, and so he's really won the respect of his teammates, and that's what you need.
Is that to be done in March? Is that a March thing?
Probably is. Yes. I really haven't even looked at it, because it was just something we'd already decided, and whenever it's time to do it, we'll do it.